Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, what do you got for us today?
All right, Joe, we had a pretty good interview from ESPN with Danny Amendola. A lot of different things in there. You talk about Malcolm Butler's benching during the Super Bowl, but he had some parting shots somewhat at Bill Belichick, and we're kind of seeing this a lot here. He called him a bleep hole, said there were a lot of things I didn't like about playing for him, but I must say the things I didn't like were all in regards to getting the team better, and I respected him. I didn't like practicing in the snow. I didn't like practicing in the rain, but that was going to make us a better football team, and that was going to make me a better football player.
Oh, my God. That sounded like somebody I played for.
Who?
Same deal. Like Shula, you just had great respect for him, but you had a lot of days, man, where you really, really disliked him. Didn't really have full appreciation to until later in my life now.
I'm sure.
I'm dead serious, man.
There were
things that he did, and I was just like, you really got to talk to somebody like that or call somebody like asking for extra money in between contracts. And he goes, you're kidding, right? That offer's more than damn fair. Sign it. I'm like, you're not the friggin' owner. Of course, he had a little piece of the team. But anyway, yeah, there were things that got you. But, man, it was sure nice going 14-2 and going to a lot of playoff games.
Helps.
And being home for the playoffs. All that was fun. Yeah.
And this is no offense to Adam Gase, but do you think a player like that, Joe, will miss Belichick when he's gone? I mean, a lot of these guys are taking their shots on the way out here, and those guys are playing in Super Bowls every year. Is it worth it to put up with the crap to be playing in the Super Bowl every year?
Might be.
I would just say, though, he's going to look at the he made it pretty clear, and I didn't take it as a shot that he's down here. He got paid. Nobody else is offering him what we were offering him. We offered him a lot of friggin' money. New England didn't make him an offer.
No.
They had been cutting his salary since he'd been there, and then finally just go, yeah, we're done with you. We got the best. We got the best. Nice playoffs, though, this year.
Yeah,
Record-setting playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he thought, man, the way I played my ass off in those three playoff games, I'm going to be back.
Danny Playoff.
Danny Playoff, and they went Danny gone. Danny Miami.
Danny Miami, that's it.
All right, guys, we'll keep it in the NFL for this next one here. And amazingly, Mark Sanchez is still relevant in the NFL because he's been suspended for four games if he finds a team for failing a drug test. He said he was taking the same stuff that he's always been taking, but he got dinged for this one. And he made a claim that during the past 9 years as an NFL player that he's been subjected to 73 drug tests, an average of 8 tests per season.
Wow.
And all but one have been clean.
Okay.
He said he's taken the same regimen of supplements for the past 5 years without any issues.
Okay. Mm. So what, he's blaming the league?
Yep.
Is he blaming the league that he sucked for 9 years?
No.
And he's known for one play.
That's right.
One play is what he'll always be remembered for, the butt fumble.
That's right. That's right.
It was the number 5 overall pick by the Jets in 2009. You guys know which team he was on last year. Well, trivia for you.
Ooh.
I remember.
I think I have my guess.
He was on Philadelphia, right?
The Bears.
That is correct. He was the third string quarterback to that weird situation they had there with Trubisky and Glennon.
He just beat out Rex Grossman for that spot.
Wow.
Congratulations to him for still floating around the league, though. That's impressive.
Yeah.
We go to baseball for our next story here, and the Marlins are going to be playing the Yankees in Yankee Stadium for the next couple of nights here. One guy who won't be there is Derek Jeter. Kind of a strange deal here. He said he went to a spring training game when they played New York, but he said it would be an awkward situation for him to actually go to Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Why would it be awkward?
Yeah.
To go home and get stroke for a couple of days.
That's it. That's
weird.
Yeah,
it seems strange. He's one of the most popular, if not the most popular Yankee of all time.
Yeah. You know what I think he's afraid of?
The captain?
You know what the captain's a little afraid of? in my opinion.
Giancarlo hitting 14 home runs against the Marlins.
He's thinking, all I need is for friggin' Stanton to hit like 6 home runs in a couple of games against my team.
So I know what the 5 strikeout thing is. You said the platinum sombrero, right?
You and I were thinking the same thing.
What would be 5 home runs in one game? What would that be called?
That would be called get out of town quickly and
no, not get out of this town.
Go to Tampa.
New York would love him. They'd buy him dinner.
Another home. Yeah. Crazy.
One more thing to get to here, guys. Another quarterback who's trying to stay relevant is Johnny Manziel.
Oh,
he
God.
Continues his stellar play in the spring league. And I don't know what kind of talent he's going up against in this thing, but he had
two
long rushing touchdowns in his second game, was throwing the ball all over the field and doing that improvising that he was known for so well in college.
Sandlot football.
Looked pretty good out there.
Say he never learned anything. He's just been a Sandlot football player. That's great. But Hollywood thinks every day stroking him before he comes all of a sudden he's going to be somebody's, like, starting quarterback in the NFL.
Listen, I'll be honest.
Go away, Johnny.
Mark Sanchez had a job last year.
That's a good point. Mark Sanchez is about as bad as anyone we've seen in the NFL for a while.
Yeah, I don't want Mark Sanchez.
No.
Would you rather have Johnny?
No.
If the Dolphins are going to sign a third-string quarterback, you wouldn't
rather
have Johnny?
I don't want Johnny.
You want Mark?
No, I'd rather grab a kid out of high school here somewhere to see if he just come in and play for us.
Malik Rozier?
Some kid that's like 22 years old.
You take Nicosi?
Anybody. Anybody anywhere besides Manziel.
By the way, I know the headlines are over, so we appreciate that, as always, Hollywood. But James Harrison has just announced his retirement. He's officially done with the NFL.
He didn't
on Instagram 12 minutes ago.
What a great career, man.
He posted a picture of about, 20 pictures of his three kids. Said, I missed this way too much for way too long, and I'm done. Many thanks to my family, coaches, the fans, and everyone who played a role in my football life. Hashtag second and final retirement. Hashtag Harrison family values.
What is he, 40 years old?
It's got to be.
Had a cool, just
Hall of Fame career?
I don't know what it looks like, but yeah, pretty damn close if it's not. He had some
99-yard touchdown run in the Super Bowl?
Great years with
interception.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Great years with the Steelers.
Yep. Someone just texted, this is hysterical. 56022, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I thought I saw Hollywood laughing, but he has not seen this yet. What the bleep is the Spring League? Someone just texted in.
Yeah. It's where you run around against guys that are
driving
trucks.
It streams online on Twitter. Yeah,
that's it.
I don't know. I don't know who's playing.
I saw him roll out, and it looked like everybody chasing him was in slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
He rolled out, and Johnny Manziel looked like Michael Vick rolling out.
It's possible he's the best player in that league.
I don't think it's possible.
The talent is subpar.
That's what I'm saying.
But he looks good.
You pick up 20 guys off the street.
I mean, he looks like he did in college. Looks like the best player on the field.
He's playing against like me, you, and Danny Q in the back. I mean, no offense to Danny Q. He's probably the best athlete.
You need to stop with Johnny Manziel.
Well, if he played in the XFL or one of those other leagues, he'd probably be the best player on the field.
It's funny you said that, Joe. Joe, Hollywood strokes Manziel more than himself during the slump.
Okay.
Right there.
I'm not touching that.
You probably shouldn't. That's gross.
Not gonna touch that topic.
Whiteside, I'm just going to try to go on as quick as possible to the next thing. Whiteside, no effort in 12 minutes. Kelly Olynyk and Bam give max effort every time they're out there. Keep his ass on the bench. We got a better chance. Sixers went to the hole at will when he was in there anyway.
Yes. I went back and you look at the highlights. I happened to see the game the next morning.
Not a lot of highlights from Whiteside.
Yeah, and it was early in the game. Watching Whiteside, one step behind everybody, getting layups.
Couple of other quick ones before we get out of this segment. I got a new name for Whiteside, Hawaiian Whiteside, because that guy is playing like he's smoking something from Hawaii. That's a good one. Does the NBA have an immature test? Whiteside would pass. So Whiteside lollygags for 12 minutes, and the answer is to play him 24 minutes? It is kind of funny, I would think. But that's the way it should be. Because if he's out there for 24 minutes and he is actually being productive, he will be good.
Somebody gave him $100 million.
Somebody
gave him $100 million for that?
You guys are lost. Riley gave Hassan that money to have a tradable chip. Well, there's nothing tradable about him right now.
Unless
you want a bag of chips.
We're lost. We're lost.
Yeah.
Who's lost?
Yeah.
We're lost?
We're lost.
He teased him, man.
Yeah.
He teased him. All the stuff was going on with the big three. They got in a jam. They got one team, Dallas, getting ready to offer him a big old max. Yep. And Riley goes, no, we're going to take him. He's only going to grow up, and we're going to get more of these triple doubles.
Someone said, I wish Spo was this quick to pull Winslow. He actually said Winslow.
You down on him?
On Winslow? No, he's actually playing better than he was last year.
I wish one thing.
His son gave Winslow's.
That's it.
Just the energy, everything.
No, the effort.
The effort, the energy, everything.
Like Winslow plays hard.
Yep.
He doesn't have the talent of other guys you like when he shoots it and other things. But I would like to see Winslow go over a guy that's a lot older than he is and go, hey, Hassan, try playing hard. Just try playing hard. Watch all the amazing things that happen to you for being 7 feet tall and athletic.
Here's this one. Whiteside is the problem, but the team gave up 130 with Whiteside playing 12 minutes. Yet you Spo bots won't say anything bad about Spoelstra. We're Spo bots.
Oh.
It's a good one. I've been called
a lot of things.
Spo bot.
Yeah.
All Whiteside does is complain. If he doesn't get his way, he pouts and whines. I'm glad there are team players besides Whiteside.
He's a great pouter, though.
Whiteside's not a team player.
When he's over on the side a couple of games early in the year, he just sat over there by himself. Yep, just sat. Till UD saw him.
That's your ass up.
Yeah. Get up!
Spo got the most of him 2 years ago. He sulks. He doesn't chase shots anymore or rebounds. I want to see him rebound more. Traffic and offensive rebounds, please. He makes himself smaller on offense. You want to be great. He needs self-motivation.
Well, listen, we're going to have Dave Hyde join us. We're going to talk more about this whole thing. We're going to find out if he's part of the robot team, too, the Spo Rot.
The Spo Bot.
Spo Bot.
You a Spo Bot?
Spo Rot is what it sounds better.
Sounds like something bad.
I'll tell you what, it's a bad marriage, and it's going on in the playoffs. We get set for game two. All right, what do you got for me, man?
This hour brought to you by Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.